we really started to feel the impact of Storm Amy from, you know, over the last couple of hours, even before the raid came in at 4 o'clock. We have trees down across the county in multiple locations, some cases blocking the road, and some cases just being obstacles along the road. The advice in relation to travel is, during the red period, is do not travel, rest in place. And then when it comes to the orange period, which will be from 6 o'clock right through to 10 o'clock tonight, it's really avoid travel unless it's absolutely necessary. We're also seeing that there are numerous electricity outages right across the county. And, you know, it's very rough out there.
The reality is it's going to be this evening, if not tomorrow morning, before ESB can get to even assess a lot of those lines. So those outages that we're experiencing in places, they're going to be there for the long term.
Yeah, unfortunately, I would say that is the case, and the same goes with our own local authority crews. During the red period from 4 to 6, our crews are staying in place. They're at home, and then after the red period, and based on risk assessment, we will then try and tackle some of the more critical or arterial routes. That may involve clearing the trees, or may setting up diversions, and then the real cleanup will happen from tomorrow morning onwards.
The advice really to people would be, if they do have to travel, exercise extreme caution and almost assume there's a tree down around every corner, because the chances are there very possibly could be.
Absolutely, and even with the amount of water and the amount of debris that's down on the road, stopping distances will be impacted. So not alone is there greater potential for a hazard on the road, there's also more difficulty in being able to stop the car in advance of it. So you're absolutely, the public safety message is so important there, Donal.